Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Simon, who joins Wendy's Big Show at 3:48 every Wednesday, and he hits us up on the Great Midwest Bank hotline right now. Hi, Mark.
Hi, good to talk to you guys.
Good talking to you again, Mark. Last night, Keston Hira makes his MLB debut. There's really no advanced analytics you need on a guy that goes 2-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. That's a good night for a major league debut.
Yes, there seems to be a lot of good things being said about this guy. It's funny because I'm like the pump-up guy on this show, right? Like I'm the one that tells you that Grindahl's going to be good.
Yeah, that hasn't been the case lately, though, for Grindahl, but we'll go with it. Yeah.
Hey, home run last night. Come on now.
Fine. With rookies, you always got to temper it a little bit. And, like, you got to look at what it, like, translates to, right? So, like, maybe a 300 in AAA translates to, like, 260 in the majors in that first year. Now, there are going to be some times when 300 translates to 300 because some guys are elite and special. But I guess I would just say not every day is going to be like yesterday. But feel good about what you got. This guy's supposedly one of the best, one of the top prospects, seems like, in the game.
All right, so let's talk about trends to a certain degree. And at what point does a trend maybe become a reality where you should start believing in it? Because right now, Zach Davies is pitching out of his mind, and we're now a month and a half into the season. Is it okay to start believing that this Zach Davies that is pitching out of his mind is really this Zach Davies, or is it still too early to buy into that?
Well, it's 8 starts, so that's a quarter of the season, which is, I guess, better than 3 starts. And I think there are elements that you would say are positives with him. I think the thing that you would like from him is that he's surviving bad, or not bad, but he's surviving games where he walks a few guys, he doesn't strike out a lot of guys, and he's getting through. 1-5 is not going to be 1-5 forever. In fact, I would say it's more likely to be 3-5 than anything else. But by the end of the season, so you have to accept that there's going to be a little bit of a drop off. But I like the idea of a guy coming off injury, fixing things, finding what works for him. That would maybe make me believe that he could be even a little bit better than what like the projections might indicate for him the rest of the way. So again, bringing my rosy glow of positivity here. I would say think good things for him, and that it starts not a great sample, but certainly not a bad one at this point.
When you talk about closers in the game of baseball, and a lot of times when a team builds for that championship caliber thing, normally that closer is one of the last things that you go out and you find and you add to kind of push you over the top a little bit. Early on, when you're not winning, closers aren't that big of a deal one way or the other. But when a team loses their closer at the beginning of the year, like the Brewers did with Corey Knebel at this point, Jeremy Jeffers has his issues now. He looks like he's strained out a little bit, even though they brought him in the fifth inning for, I have no idea why they would do such a thing. Makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. And then you have Josh Hader, who is kind of been going back and forth. You have an area you think the Brewers need to still go find. Is that real dominant closer between now and the MLB trade deadline to allow Hader to go back into his multiple innings role?
Yeah, I like Hader pitching 2 innings at the end of the game, but I guess you can only use that bullet so many times over the course of the season. But I like him a lot. I don't know that I mean, Kimbrel certainly wouldn't hurt. I guess if you told me if you could get, you know, Keuchel or Kimbrel, I would probably actually say Keuchel. Because I think the starting pitching is more needed, whereas bullpen, you might be able to pluck a random guy out of nowhere, which I think is what you hope when you get like Albers. And I think you just keep trying those guys until you find one that sticks. And yeah, it was funny. I did see that the other day where he brought Jeffers in, and I was thinking it's not the playoffs. But I think when you're playing these games against the really good teams, I think he's trying to get some wins against them rather than just battening up on the bad ones. I would not worry too much about the bullpen at this point. They're not great, but again, you could probably find something a little easier than finding someone like Kimbrel.
Talking with Mark Simon here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Mark, what's your telltale sign of when to move a guy up or when to move a guy down? All of a sudden, we've got the new guy come in. He's batting seventh last night. He's batting sixth. Most people think that he should maybe batting second. How do you judge that?
Boy, yeah, that's a Craig Council kind of question.
I liken you to Craig Council.
You're analytics. Yeah,
I liken you to Craig a little bit.
No, thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why we got you on.
Well, I think I like the idea of being safe with guys and easing them in. And I guess it's kind of like the situation in New York where they draft a quarterback that's now going to sit and watch for a year, or whoever's going to sit behind Flacco in Denver for a year. I like easing a guy in the seventh spot in the lineup, especially a young guy, like a 22-year-old. How do you know, I guess, when he's ready? I feel like, what's the saying? It's like the for a pitcher, it's like, oh, the hitters will let you know when he's ready to come up. So I guess it's kind of like the line drives and the impressiveness of the contact that the player is making would probably be the first thing that you would want to look at. You'd want to factor where he's playing. And this guy, Hero, is apparently hitting a lot of ropes because he was hitting 330 or so. So I think I would say quality of contact would be the thing that I would look at in that, and also on the defensive side of the ball.
Hey, Mark, this is the reason why I like having you on sometimes, because I've never really watched this, but since we've been having you on about run-saving plays, you know, Arcia, you know, making a play, or Lorenzo Cain making these catches, to me that makes a big difference on a game when it's so tight. But I do want to talk about Woodruff. I mean, the guy, to me, doesn't get a lot of headlines, but, you know, he pitched out of his mind. Then a guy like Corbin Burnes come in, who they sent down to come back up. It just, if these guys are starting to turn the corner, you think that's the reason why they're not going out and maybe overpaying for the Keuchels of the world?
Yeah, probably. There's an argument to be made that Woodruff could be even better than he is right now. And I know you're probably pretty, you've indicated that you're pretty happy with him, but his straight up to walk is really good. And the thing that you would look at for any pitcher nowadays, especially, is the limiting of the home runs. He's only allowed four in 48 innings. That's not a defensive run save. That's a kind of a pitching run save. If you can keep the ball down and keep the ball in the ballpark, again, talking about things that you're looking for, like from younger guys, I would think that home runs allowed to innings pitched would be a stat that you're looking at. By the way, I appreciate that you're now into the defensive side of the game. And it's hard to measure, right? Like, it's hard to tell. You can be like, okay, how many, what's a wow play worth? I think a lot of people have trouble with that. I appreciate that you're at least trying to play along with me here and figure it out.
Well, it's because you come on here Wednesday's 3:48.
We like playing along with you.
Yeah, right? And you help,
this
you help
really
us become
stat.
Smarter baseball fans. We really appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
You got it.
That's Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show.
He
on the Great
really,
Midwest Bank Hotline.
Amazing.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.